under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. The Jacksonville Beaches listen at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you with us as we face the issues. We're going to be looking at a little unusual, different approach to our broadcast today. New money, election, COVID, indictment of President Trump. What do all of these things have in common? What's the common denominator of these areas of interest? I want us to look at each of these individually, and then we want to look at tying it together as to what is the common denominator? What's the goal? Where are we headed? What can we expect? What will be taking place in this, quote, election cycle leading up to November of 2024? Will there be a 2024 election? Will Donald Trump be a foremost candidate? Will Joe Biden be on the Democratic ticket as the candidate for the Socialist Marxist Communist Party candidate? All of those are questions that are yet in my mind that are up in the air that I think we need to consider, think about, analyze, and determine. But ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, first and foremost, we need to understand that we look at the issues through the prism of the Word of God. The Scripture is very, very clear in Matthew, the 10th chapter, and the 16th verse says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Beware of men, for they will devour you up to the, deliver you up to the council. They will scourge you in their synagogues," etc., etc., etc. "You'll be brought forth governors, brought before governors," etc., etc. Fantastic text. It was the program that was announced in relationship to what Israel could expect, that the Jewish people could expect. It's applicable today. We need to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. It means we're not going to go out and try to be damaging, hurting, harming, and tearing something down, but we need to understand what is before us and what is taking place. What is the modus operandi? What's causing these things to take place? Listen, do you believe that all of a sudden we have the push for digital money? We have the push to destroy President Trump. We have the push to reinstitute the COVID masks, the COVID mandates, the COVID lockdowns. We have the push to have a national emergency based on climate change. These are not just arbitrary, capricious, independent, individual things. I believe they all have a common denominator. And I want us to try to get a grasp on that common denominator. I believe it behooves us as Christians, as conservatives, and as patriots to understand what's happening. Otherwise, we will not have a defense. As someone said from a military background, you need to know your enemy and the stratagem of the enemy before you enter into the battle if you expect to win the battle. And I believe that's required of us as Christians. I believe we need to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I believe we need to understand what is taking place, understand the enemy as we face the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the enemy today, as we face the issues today, as we look at the facts today, I want us to understand we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the truth book. It is the inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. And may I suggest to you that the only hope we have as individuals and as a nation is to, number one, recognize that God is in authority, God's on the throne, God's still sovereign, God's not asleep, God's not on vacation, God's not dead, he's not even had COVID, as I jokingly say, but yet realistically understanding. We need to understand that. And if we understand that, we find it in the looking at the world picture, what's happening in the nation, what's happening globally, through the prism of a biblical worldview. I commend that to you. In John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "If you continue my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, there's a declaratory statement made in the scripture, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that we need to depend upon. Psalms 117 and verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." It doesn't fade. It doesn't. It's not fabricated. It's not false. It's real, and it stands the test of time. We need to recognize that. But ladies and gentlemen, we also need to realize and recognize that in the society in which we're living today, truth is not embraced. Truth is not welcomed. Truth is denied, rejected, demeaned, dissed, as the world calls it. It was George Orwell, the secularist, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." And that's precisely what I see taking place today. It's a hate toward anyone that stands for truth. You take Ron Johnson, the U.S. Senator, that had several meetings and seminars and leadership interviews in relationship to COVID, the past, present, and future of it. And there's some in the Beltway in Washington that despise him because he's brought up so many facts, figures, details, and truth in his interview of renowned virologists and scientists and medical doctors on the subject. Truth is despised today as never before. But I want us to understand that we as Christians have the truth. In fact, it was the former senator, U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, that warns, headlined, "DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth." Senator DeMint said this, in part, "Truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation." Listen very carefully. Let me just draw the nexus for us on this. We're watching today in America, church after church after church after church that's closing. In fact, I read an article recently, between 4,000 and 5,000 pastors each year are leaving the ministry. Barner said in the Barner Report some a year ago now, said that within about 18 months, one out of five churches in America would close. We got about 300,000 plus churches in America. That means about 60,000 will close. As we see the churches closing, we're watching that vacuum being filled with deceitfulness, and as the DHS calls it, disinformation and misinformation. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the Christian conservative patriots in America falling for a lie, believing a lie rather than sticking to the truth. The younger generation that we have today, the 18 to 35-year-old age group called the millennials, according to the latest survey, says 55% of the millennials believe that each person determines his or her own version of truth. I must take us back in memory. The theologian of yesteryear and the church reformer of the 15th century, Jan Hus, says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." That's my answer. That's my solution. That's my recommendation to us today, is that we seek the truth, listen to it, love it. You won't find the truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find the truth coming out of Joe Biden's mouth. In fact, I'll tuck this little thought in. I watched his speech at Maui, there where thousands of people were incinerated in a fire that I believe could have been totally prevented. And Joe Biden, looking down at his card to have his speech, lost his line, space, place, two or three times. He repeated the same line, I believe, two or three times. That's what we have leadership today. And Joe Biden and the whole entourage called the Biden administration despise the truth. We need to listen for the truth, learn it, love it, tell it, and be willing to defend it even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a wonderful benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory, the U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. Wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a few elongated moments to do a what I would call a punctuated and a brief monologue. Then we'll open our lines. Let me remind you, lest I forget it at that point, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. And when the lines are open, feel free to call. We'd love to hear your dialogue and discussion on what we're speaking of today. And we've got a little eclectic approach to this issue because I believe they all have a nexus. They're tied together. New money, election, COVID, indictment of President Trump. What do these things have in common? What's the common denominator? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that as we move forward into the unknown, we can see clearly a few issues that I believe that we'll face in the next several months in America. Now, I'm not a prophet, not the son of a prophet. I love the little book of Amos. Amos says, I'm not a prophet, not the son of a prophet. So I'm taking his words. I'm not a prophet, not the son of a prophet. But I believe I can see through the veil darkly that there's some things that are common denominators that I believe are coming together for a purpose. Let me just fast track with all that I want to say during the course of this broadcast. There's one common goal, one common attitude, one common approach in the Biden administration, and that is to create a crisis and then feign to have a cure for that crisis so that you're in control of the people. And I believe we're watching the money that's about to be introduced. We're watching the election process that's setting the stage for what I believe will be a major change to go back to just as it was in 2020 to prevent people from going to the polls and voting. There's going to be a national health emergency. We'll talk about that. I believe the indictment of President Trump is an attempt to prevent Trump from being the candidate. I believe it's going to backfire. I believe Trump will, his rating will increase each and every time. I believe ultimately the end result, the end goal, is that John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, I believe he's got to come to the conclusion, and it's in his ballpark, it's in his bailiwick. He needs to make a decision to allow either the full court or three members of the court to hear these cases and then give a summary judgment and get it out of the way of this election interference that's taking place. And the courts have that authority. The Supreme Court has that authority to do so. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing all of these things coming together simultaneously. I believe the issues that we're faced today and will face in the next several months, let me say, when I say several months, these issues will be culminating and coming to the forefront as a bubbling cauldron as it comes to the forefront in the next several weeks, months, days, and in, I believe, by the end of 2024, election time. We'll see fully and clearly the goal, the end goal, the game plan when we come down to 30, 60, 90 days outside of the election, November of 2024. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the battle for truth, the battle for morality, the battle for ethics is still in the central focus. I believe the relentless battle today to destroy President Trump will not abate. The left is, listen, I believe the left, that is the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, I believe they're willing to destroy the Constitutional Republic if they feel that they can be the ruler over the ashes left therein. I believe they're willing to rule over the ash heap of a former Constitutional Republic, if necessary, to tear it down, to destroy it, to eviscerate it, if they can be the ones in control. And I believe God would have us as Christians to recognize that. And as Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33 and verse 10, how should we then live? If we know these things, if we can see these things, if we can grasp them just a little bit, get a handle on it just a little bit, it should give us a better idea of how we should live, how we should respond. And listen very carefully. In the next few weeks, the next few months, it's going to be vital that Christians make a decision and take a stand. Taking a stand on the issues that confront us, and taking a stand on the issues that will destroy us if we're not aware of what is taking place. I believe we need to understand that. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're doing well.
You also. I just want to know about two or three questions. Okay. If God is judging us for killing all these babies, like for bail, if he put them in there, because number one, he's going to try to do like take over. Once they stop giving them money, there's illegal aliens are going to do what? Rob, steal, and kill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard, I don't know the truth, but I heard that they gave them Social Security cards. I was in line one time, and this guy was looking at this lady's, everybody, and I'm not joking, and I'm not knocking the Spanish people, come over legally. They got Social Security cards. I'm telling you, 85% of people that was in line, they were speaking Spanish. And they had these new ID cards. And I think they gave them a Social Security card. I'm not sure.
Oh, well, there's no question about it, Kenneth, if I can jump in for just a moment. One of the major things we find taking place with the porous border is to bring in voters for the 2024 election. Biden has already determined that they're all going to vote. Biden's in the process now of making a way that they can get a Social Security card so that they can, quote, have authority to work in America. But with that card and with a driver's license, both of which is being made available now to these illegals coming in, both of those are required to vote, and that will allow all of these illegals to come in and vote for the November 2024 election. That's the game plan. That's the goal. That's where it's all going. The major thing that we need to understand is the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, they're already strategizing at this moment how to steal the election as they did in 2020, as they did in 2022, as they attempted to do in 2016. No question about it.
Yes, and you know what? I don't know, because I think Joe Biden He's going to be through martial law. So, you know, nobody can come in except for him because he got martial law.
That's the end game, and I believe that's on the fast track. I believe they perhaps will hold that as the last card in order to make sure that they're in control of the election. It's an election stratagem, if nothing else.
Yeah, but it's not him. It's his puppet master.
You've got George Soros. You've got Barack Hussein Obama that's behind the scene. In fact, who was the former Speaker of the House was in 1984, I believe it was, Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich was being interviewed on television the last couple of days, and he made a profound statement. He was talking about Joe Biden, what Joe Biden's doing. He said, let me stop a moment. He said, it's not Joe Biden. He said, I believe behind the scenes, it's Barack Obama that's running the show. Finally, there are others that's willing to come out publicly and make the statement of what we've all recognized is the potentiality of what's taking place already. But we need to recognize that all of these things that we see taking place are coming together as a whole that's being orchestrated and carried out with a plan in mind.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call and your input. You're spot on. I'm thankful for you. You have a blessed day, and we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I believe that we're watching today, ladies and gentlemen, the attempt to interfere with the 2024 election. It's a long haul for the socialist Marxist Democrats. You're watching Joe Biden take vacation after vacation after vacation. That's all he's capable of doing, so we ought not to be surprised with it. But I'm looking at a headline that says, the Biden's DOJ says put Trump in jail for centuries or even kill him. Now, I have touched on this two or three times in the past 2 weeks. The article is 2 weeks old. This article reads, in part, Joe Biden's Department of Justice is going after the chief political rival in 2024 presidential race with a vengeance, listing charges that could bring him centuries in jail, him speaking of Donald J. Trump, or even the death penalty. Cited the latest complaint from Jack Smith, Biden's Department of Justice. It accuses Trump of conspiracy and obstruction regarding his comments about the result of the 2020 election that influenced by false claims, the FBI, the media outlets that reporting that Biden's family international business scheme was Russian disinformation. Mark Zuckerberg handed over $400 million+ to local election officials, largely used to recruit voters in the Democratic districts. And it goes on to talk about the details of that, ladies and gentlemen. The whole detail, the bottom line is, this is a conspiracy against our Constitution. This is a detriment to our constitutional republic. And yet it is the full frontal attack on the election system to destroy it. Now, just discovered yesterday, and I don't know how long it's been in the any of the backroom news media, I had not read the article until hearing the statement yesterday, but it was the, Fannie, the DA in Fulton County, Georgia, Fannie Morris, Fannie Smith, whatever name is, they call it Fannie, F-A-U-N-I, but it's F-A-N-I, Fannie, the DA. She received a telephone call from the DOJ. From Merrick Garland's office, instructing her to press charges and to set up impanel the grand jury in order to indict President Trump. It is a conspiracy behind the scenes. These things, these four indictments, didn't just happen. Wasn't a matter of that taking place by coincidence or accident. They were all orchestrated and planned, and was to make it look as though that Trump is so evil, so wicked, that it's an impossibility for anybody to even think about voting for him, much less Christians. But I believe all of this is going to come to a bubble, a boil, if you please, and there's going to be a need for Biden to do something extraordinary to take full control. And I believe part of that taking full control is nothing less than a national emergency. I've talked about that on this broadcast before. If Joe Biden declares a national emergency, and he'll do so based on health extremes, if he does, ladies and gentlemen, he can control where we go, where we drive, if we buy gas, if we can deposit or withdraw money from the bank. It literally, with a national health emergency, a national emergency in general, it's an amazing thing. I'm looking at a headline, what is a national emergency? It says, under the National Emergency Act of 1976, a declaration of a national emergency temporarily grants the President of the United States at least 140 special powers. And part of those special powers, ladies and gentlemen, are very, very scary when you look at them. During a declared national emergency, the President can, without the approval of Congress, freeze all bank accounts of Americans, shut down the all electronic communications inside the United States, and ground all non-military aircraft. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, with a declared national emergency, Joe Biden can become a national dictator by the snap of the fingers. Joe Biden will become a person totally in charge, in control. So listen, I want us to understand the nexus. I want us to understand the linkage of what we're talking about today on Let's Face the Issues. We're talking about new money. We're talking about the election. We're talking about COVID. You say, well, I thought COVID-19 was gone. Thought the pandemic was gone. No, ladies and gentlemen. It's been lulling in the back room. They're right now bringing it to a boil to reintroduce it under a new variant. We'll talk about that in a moment. That's part of the plan with the destruction, the undermining of the foundation of the Constitutional Republic. It's part of the plan to take total control for the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, that they will be in control infinitum, without any future elections, if this takes place as they would like for it to. So we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the election, the indictment, and the new money we'll talk about in a moment, and COVID all have the nexus, and that is to undermine and tear down and destroy the coming election. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe that it's going to be necessary. And I touched on this briefly in the brief introductory monologue. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, has the right, has the authority, has the power to either appoint three of the justices to hear these cases and bring them together and render a decision. Are they constitutional? That's the major thing. That's what the U.S. Supreme Court's about. It's not designed by our founding fathers to have some say-so on what we pass as legislation, but to look at everything under the guise of, is it constitutional? Does it pass muster in view of our Constitution? I believe that's the basis of it, and I believe that's what he needs to do. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, it's the constitutionality of it. And part of that constitutionality is what President Donald J. Trump has done, for the most part, that they're indicting him with, is the free speech, the First Amendment right. And if they can, if he is found guilty, if he is criminalized any further on that basis, it will destroy our First Amendment, if nothing else. It is my prayer, ladies and gentlemen, that God will intervene and allow America to have President Donald J. Trump as Trump 47, the 47th president. I believe he needs to go in and clean up the sewer in D.C. He said he's going to clean up the drain, the swamp, but it's not a swamp, it's a sewer. And I believe he can do so. Ladies and gentlemen, also moving forward, I believe the Biden administration is planning to have, as I spoke of a moment ago, the declaration of a national emergency. I believe we need to understand where we're headed as a nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the 1 minute top of the hour news. Right after the top of the hour news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues today, talking about new money, the election, COVID, COVID-19, the indictment of President Trump. All of these things have a common nexus. We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As they struggle to identify the remains of the wildfire victims, authorities in Hawaii are pleading with relatives of the missing to provide DNA samples. As many as 1,100 names still on a tentative list of those who are unaccounted for. Russia and Ukraine once again trading overnight drone attacks. The Ukrainians targeting Moscow, the Russians going after Ukrainian grain storage depots. There will be eight candidates sharing the stage in this evening's first GOP presidential candidates debate in Milwaukee. Former President Trump declined to take part in the debate. The Dominican Republic and Haiti now being lashed by Tropical Storm Franklin. There is a concern for the possibility of serious flooding. As of this morning, India joining a rather exclusive club, nations that have managed to land a spacecraft on the moon. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University now offers a bachelor's degree in ministry leadership. This is a 48-hour certified degree program designed for pastors. Ministry workers over 50 years of age with over 5 years of ministry service, call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Please leave your name and contact info to schedule your personal interview. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board with us today. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issues. We've got a juxtaposition, a mixed bag of issues that I believe are forming one theme and thought as to where we're going in America. We're talking about new money, and we'll talk about that. It's the digital currency that's about to be released on Americans. Most Americans are not even aware of it. We're talking about the election, headed for the 2024 November election. Where are we headed? What will take place? What will Biden do? Will he declare national emergency, etc.? Talking about COVID. We thought the pandemic was over. Most did. It's never been over. It's just lulled down because they could not hype anymore what they were doing. But ladies and gentlemen, is it over? It's not over. And then we have the indictment of President Trump. Where is it headed? What's the end result? Is there a nexus for all of these issues? And I believe there is. And that one nexus is to prevent President Donald J. Trump's election November 2024. I believe that's the goal. All of these things are mitigating against that. And we need to tie the loose ends together and understand how. Moving forward, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is planning on doing something from a health emergency. They've already gotten the approval, the wording out of the World Health Organization. Dr. Tedros, that's the head of the World Health Organization, which, by the way, he's not a scientist, he's not a virologist, he's not a physician at all, but he's a Dr. Tedros. He's heading up the World Health Organization. World Health Organization's already talking about a new variant of COVID and what is needed to protect us we the people, on a global basis. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the fast track. Listen carefully. We're on the fast track with not only the attempt to destroy by indictment President Donald J. Trump, but I believe we're on the fast track for a national health emergency that will be put in place, and there will be the forced mask mandate again. There will be the forced lockdown again. There will be the intensification of the forced death jab vaccination for Americans. I believe we're headed on that fast track. I'm looking at a headline that perhaps answers that question in relationship to its date, August the 21st. Could mask mandates and COVID hysteria be making a comeback in America? Quote, with new COVID variants in the news, the same media and activists on the left who were most fanatical about masks and other heavy-handed COVID policies during the pandemic are now pushing for mask mandates again. Conservatives warned it could be a precursor to the return of the opposition in the name of fighting COVID and vowed collectively not to comply. In fact, I received an email this morning from Derby, and it's a kind of a meme. It says, start a movement, start the movement now. Don't wait. Post every day on your social media pages the hashtag I will not comply. No mask, no lockdowns, no way. I believe that's a good statement. And I believe we need to understand the potentiality of that, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing in this article, headline, could mask mandates and COVID hysteria be made making a comeback? This article says, conservatives warned it could be the precursor to the return of the opposition in the name of fighting COVID and vowed collectively not to comply. U.S. Senator Mike Lee, Utah, tweeted out a message, quote, COVID does not equal constitutional authority. Above a tweet by Ryan Cunningham that states, the WHO, that's the World Health Organization, CDC, Biden administration, are fear-mongering a new COVID variant after highly mutated strain reported in Michigan. Sources in the DHS and emergency management are already preparing for lockdowns and restrictions. Look at today's headlines. It's a coordinated government and media campaign for a lockdown and mask mandates. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize what is taking place. Some do not understand it. Some do not recognize it. This article says, the Post flashing a string of ominous sounding headlines from the following media. Listen, the headlines, the media are the mouthpieces for the Biden administration, for Big Pharma, for Big Tech, etc. And they're just mouthing, verbalizing what they've been told to do. But this article says the headlines are coming from the media. CBS News, NBC News, The Guardian, CNBC, Times of Israel, ABC News, Reuters, Washington Post and the New York Post. Here is the headline in the left-wing British newspaper, The Guardian. New COVID variant causing concerns among citizens and scientists as recently detected. But with most Americans enjoying their freedom and thrilled that the era of compelled mask wearing is over, and conservatives are already vowing not to comply with renewed COVID restrictions, it appears it would be a lot harder for elites to instill mass COVID paranoia and the tyranny that flows from it than it would be in the initial phase of the pandemic under Donald Trump's presidency. There is no strong evidence to support, listen, any mask mandates to prevent the spread of COVID-19. We are actively resisting any future mask mandates or lockdowns, this writer says. Never sacrifice the Constitution in the name of safety. It leads to totalitarianism. We must resist, end quote. I believe we have Mary on the line. Mary, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, Dr. Youngblood, always good to hear your voice. and hear the program. Look, I want to make a comment, two comments on two topics that are not quite unrelated. Number one, about the cognitive decline of our president. His age is a bogus issue. That's not the real problem, and everybody knows it. I take exception to them talking about his being old. And I point to you. You're still at top of your game, and you're in your 80s. My husband's 86. Kissinger is writing a book, and he's turned 100. Pat Boone is still writing books, and he's 90, and or in his 90s. So, Charles Stanley's another one, passed away, but was preaching from the pulpit for right up to the end. So I just want to say it's just a deterrent to say that anybody, say President Trump, could not run because he's old. So
I agree with you. In fact, I consider we're still young folks.
My husband's 86. He's playing golf today, and he'll be 87 in 2 weeks.
Yes.
He's as sharp as a tack. I mean, he may not be as quick-footed, but certainly sharp. But the other thing I wanted to touch bases with you is thank you, as I say so often to so many, for the symposium you hosted with Dr. Grable back in the early spring of 2020. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do, very vividly.
So amazing. I'm so grateful that you did that. It was a packed house at your church. I knew nothing about COVID. I thought I'd stay an hour and stayed for a full 3 hours and took pages of notes, which I still have. And I was such a novice, the baby in the class, I knew nothing. And it was so enlightening. And that's when I made my decision not to take the vaccine.
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm thankful that we did that, and I'm thankful that we had so many that it impacted. Dr. Stephen Grable. Grable is a board-certified physician for about 35 years, and he does a super job. He has not fallen in line with many physicians across America, just to bow to the federal government, the CDC.
Well, it was so informative. It was a community service, as far as I'm concerned, and it just so showed your leadership is awesome. Your leadership and courage has been just exemplary. And
well, I'm thankful for the privilege.
Yes, thank you, and keep it up. And we just need more pastors like you in the pulpit. So
well, keep praying that God will grow a spine for a lot of the pastors. They'll stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen.
Yes.
We need that. We need that this hour in America more than anything you could ever dream possible.
Yeah,
Mary, thank you so much.
Yes. Well, thank you. And if I may, please announce, I want to announce to your audience that being a fan doesn't pay the bills.
That's right.
Loving the programs doesn't pay the mortgage. And to consider you with their donations.
Absolutely. Now that you opened that door, let me step in it. I would invite anyone listening, if it's a benefit and a blessing, if it's educational and inspirational to you, then you can make a contribution. You could do that by going online, FCBCATJax.com, and go to the radio button and press contribute and make a donation for the radio broadcast. We need that those funds to keep on doing what we're doing. In fact, we'd love to broaden the base of listening audience. And so do that. That'd be a blessing, and I believe it'd be a blessing to other listeners in the future. Mary, thank you so much for calling. God bless you, and keep looking up, and pray that your husband has good at least 9 holes, if not the full 18, in the golf today.
Well,
thanks so much.
Thank you for your ministry. Bye-bye,
thank
Dr.
You.
Youngblood.
God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about the potential of the rebound of COVID and the COVID mask mandates. I'm looking at another headline, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, over 100 schools will require students to be vaccinated to enter the school this year. while nearly all of the universities and colleges across the country have dropped the strictest guidelines stemming from the pandemic, a few holdouts remain. More than 100 schools still remain require students to be vaccinated in order to attend classes in person, according to the No College Mandates, a group that tracks COVID-19 policies in higher education. A smaller number of schools, including Rutgers and Georgetown, still require indoor masking. As students are set to return to classes, many would be wondering whether enrollment will be impacted or not. In terms of COVID guidelines, the distinction between public and private schools is important. While private universities have more flexibility, public schools typically have to adhere to the state guidelines. And it goes on to talk about the mandate says there will be no exception, but all also says evaluation of exception requests will be made on a case-by-case basis for the COVID mandate to be met. Another headline, major massive article, ladies and gentlemen, says new face mask harms and COVID vaccine approved without any clinical trials. Says found some outstanding governmental corruption in the FDA. Possible toxic and chronic carbon dioxide exposure associated with face mask use, particularly in pregnant women, children, and adolescents, are a major scoping review. During the COVID pandemic, face masks have become one of the most important ubiquitous factors affecting human breathing. It increases the resistance and dead space volume, leading to a rebreathing of CO2. So far, this phenomena and possible implication on early life has not been evaluated in depth. And it goes on, ladies and gentlemen, page after page after page, with data and information as to what took place in COVID-19 and the mandate of face masks. Listen very carefully. They're on the fast track. They, speaking of the Biden administration, they're on the fast track for the re-implementation of COVID vaccine mask mandates, COVID vaccines, mask mandates, and social distancing and lockdowns. They're on the fast track for that. Already the Marxist media is bought into and being paid. Listen, the most are not aware of the fact. You turn on the television, you wonder why. Every 2 minutes, you'll have some news for a minute. Then you have 3 to 5 minutes of ads about different kinds of medications. That's because Big Pharma owns and controls the airways called the television. 75% of the income ad revenue, 75% of the ad revenue for Fox News comes from Big Pharma. So if Big Pharma controls the airways by way of television, do you think the TV mantra will be anything less than the push for vaccine, the push for mask mandates, the push for the control by the federal government? That's exactly what they're doing today. I'm looking at another headline. Biden administration urged Americans to get new COVID-19 boosters. The Biden administration urging all Americans to get the new COVID-19 boosters. The Biden administration plans to urge the Americans to get the boosters for coronavirus this autumn to counter a new wave of infections, a White House official said on Sunday. The statement came out, on Thursday, Moderna said initial data showed that updated COVID-19 vaccine is very effective against the Eris, E-R-I-S, and Fornox, F-O-R-N-A-X, subvariants in humans. Pending approval from the health regulations and regulators in the United States and Europe, the companies expect to update the shots to be available with shots to be available in the coming weeks for the autumn vaccination season. We'll be encouraging all Americans to get these boosters in addition to their flu shots, the RSV shots, the official said, referring to the respiratory virus that is rampant, supposedly, in America. Another headline, ladies and gentlemen, Pfizer's updated COVID shots effective against Eris variant in their recent study. A supply of Pfizer vaccines against coronavirus disease is seen at DeKalb Pediatric Center after it was authorized in Georgia for ages 12 and under in Decatur, Georgia. Pfizer Incorporated said on Thursday its updated COVID-19 shot, which is being tested against emergent viruses, showed neutralizing activity against the Eris sub-variant in the studies conducted. The EG5, nicknamed by some as Eris, is similar to the XBB.1.5 subvariant and sublineage of the still dormant Omicron virus. It goes on to talk about more than 17% of COVID cases in the United States are now the Eris variant. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got article after article after article. Time will not allow you to go into all of the articles in relationship to that. But what we find, ladies and gentlemen, is a new push to force into fright a mass psychosis so that everybody will want to get the shot, everybody will want to get the mask on. In fact, I was in the grocery store recently, two people in the grocery store walking around with big old mask on. You could barely see their eyeballs. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, a few physicians in America that still are willing to tell the truth. One of the things that most are not aware of, and I read the article that was out of the Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson's study, and his group of individual physicians and virologists that he had interviewed, that right now with the new COVID push, the Biden administration's funding, providing up to $1 billion to the insurance companies, so that the insurance companies would be the ones paying for the vaccination, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, rather than just being handed to Big Pharma. But they're going to be paying physicians $50 just to suggest your vaccination. And if they administer the vaccination, they get another $50, which is a $100 bonus for any physician. So if you go to your physician and say, "Doc, do you believe I need to get the vaccine?" "Oh, yes, you do," because it's going to make him $100 by his billing then the federal government. It is a sad, sad shame. It's bad enough when you go back and look at the fact with COVID-19, a hospital or a medical association would get $300,000 if they would put the ventilator in the mouth of a person that was deemed to be COVID stricken. They would get, for the PPE, they would get between $18,000 and $27,000, depending on the region, depending on the hospital, for the PPE. Ladies and gentlemen, a COVID patient in 2019, 2020, and 2021, a COVID patient would bring the hospital between $1 and $5 million, as long as they could keep that patient listed as COVID. We are going to be watching the money machine cha-ching working again in America. There's the push by the media and the Marxist leftists in Washington, including Joe Biden. It's a hoax that's being perpetrated upon society today, ladies and gentlemen, to make it seem as though somehow, some way, we've got to rush and get that vaccination. And ladies and gentlemen, mixed with the indictments of President Donald J. Trump, mixed with the new COVID hysteria that's hitting the market today, right at this moment, already in the marketplace, to frighten and bring about mass psychosis of fear so that everybody will think that we got to bow to bend, we got to submit to the federal government. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm not saying we need to disobey government. If that sign says STOP, it means stop. I'm not saying to disobey the law, but I'm saying when there's a law, when there's a rule or regulation or violation of our Constitution, when there's a rule or regulation or violation of our biblical ethics, our biblical morality, our biblical stand on truth, we need to say no. God designed civil government to be the servant, to be obedient to the master, and that's God himself. And if that servant, the civil government, is disobedient in the laws that they pass and the regulations, that's going to be harmful to we the people. God instills in us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, as the text I read in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. I believe that is God's challenge, God's call for us today. But I believe, ladies and gentlemen, beyond just the push for the COVID vax, the COVID boosters, the push for the people, including babies, listen, including babies. In fact, Pfizer brags on the fact, proud of the fact, that the FDA has already approved them now. The FDA fast-tracked the approval so that the vaccination could be administered to infants, to babies. Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply remind you, if you've not heard me on this broadcast before talking about COVID, may I simply remind you that, number one, I believe the first foremost agenda for Big Pfizer and for the Marxist media and for the globalist on the left was for there to be mass genocide. It's accomplished that. Millions upon millions upon millions of people around the globe, either sterilized, disabled, or dead as a result of the COVID vaccination. It's not a fix for the problem. It is a fix for those that believe we need to reduce the population by about 1 billion people on the face of the globe. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we will be forced, governmental requirements for lockdowns to be implemented by mayors and governors across our nation. In most of the states across America, we had a Democrat governor and Democrat mayors and the Rhino mayors. In fact, here in the city, we had with the Rhino mayor that was in office for 8 years, supposedly a Republican. He reissued the mandate in Duval County for mask mandates. He did that six times, 180 days in Jacksonville, even though the state of Florida said we're not going to have a mask mandate. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to watch that going back into effect across America. But ladies and gentlemen, all of this is to have an impact on the 2024 election. The Marxist Socialist Democrat are planning on stealing another election. We have a national, if they have a national health emergency, ladies and gentlemen, it will do exactly that. It will put it in a position that they will say, well, because of the national health emergency, it's an impossibility for us to go out and vote. We need to allow voting by mail. We need to allow voting by proxy. We need to allow voting in some other fashion other than going to the polls and voting as I think is needful and necessary. I believe it is vital that we understand that potentiality with what is taking place with our government today. I believe we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, not only these factors, but also it is time for the Biden administration to launch its new digital currency. Listen carefully. This is the capstone. If we have lockdowns, it's mandated. If we have the mandates of vaccines, mandates of wearing the mask, the indictments of President Trump, all of that, ladies and gentlemen, tied with the soon release. It's already been implemented now in several states on a limited basis. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, breaking news, 57 banks are already certified for the Biden administration's digital money executive order. FedNow, digital payment system. The government wants to implement a centralized digital currency that allows them to monitor all your financial transactions. Senate Bill 3571 describes these as Fed accounts and is a likely matter, only a matter of time for this sinister plan to be fully implemented. Our representatives have this to say about the Biden digital money. It strips away all of Americans' rights to financial privacy and is a dangerous surveillance tool. CDCs pose a clear threat to America's financial independence. And it goes on and on in a five-page article that's very, very, very dangerous. Ladies and gentlemen, may I simply say this. What we're seeing as we look at these things separately, we see separate things taking place. But ladies and gentlemen, the major, major thing that is taking place is the implementation of a total master plan, and that total master plan through the digital currency, through the election fraud, through the COVID push, and the indictment of President Trump, it has one common denominator, and that is to win the election November 2024. They will go no holds barred to do anything and everything possible to incinerate anything that's called the Constitutional Republic if they, that is the Democrats, the Marxist media, and the socialist Marxist Democrats, if they can be in control over the Constitutional Republic ash heap, they will be satisfied. It is a scorched earth approach that's being taken. We need to be aware of it. Going back to Matthew 10:16, the Bible says that we need to be as in the midst of wolves, we're being cast in the midst of wolves, and we need to be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I commend that to you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issue. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on